What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hey, A to Z English Podcast listeners, it's Jack here. And we just want to announce that we are now on WeChat. Our WeChat ID is A to Z English Podcast. That is A to Z English Podcast, one word, all lowercase. And if you join the group, you'll be able to talk with me, you'll be able to talk with Social, and we can answer your questions, we can read your comments on the podcast. So we'd love for you to join us and be active in our WeChat group. Our WeChat ID is A to Z English Podcast. Thanks. See you on the app. Welcome to the A to Z English Podcast. My name is Jack, and I'm here with my co-host, Social. And today we're going to do some funny quiz questions. And so I'm going to ask Social some questions. She's going to ask me. They're kind of silly, but I think it'll be fun to see what our answers are. And so, Social, the first one is, if you could teach a dog, your dog, Duende, to do one human thing, what would it be?
Oh, Jack, that one's hard. Because initially I want to teach him to speak, but I think I would get annoyed. Like, I love him to death, but he's a little puppy and he has a lot of energy. So he'd just be talking my ear off, like how little kids do, you know?
What's this? What's this?
Constantly. But, you know, it's between teaching him how to talk, and this is kind of a cheating answer, but I'd like to teach him to be self-sufficient. That way I could just, like, go on trips without having to worry about him.
Yeah. I
feel like he can feed himself and get himself water and take himself out for a walk or whatever. If that was possible, that would be great if he could just be self-sufficient, and that just kind of, it's kind of cheating because it envelops a lot of human things under one umbrella.
Yeah, but I just picture him sitting on the sofa like a human with like the remote control in his paw. He's just kind of flipping through the channels, looking for anything with dogs on TV.
Yeah, because there's some shows he actually likes to watch. I think I was watching like Sophia Nagar the other day, that's a YouTuber, and he was really intently watching the show. So
wow, that's weird.
There's some things, yeah. There's some things he really likes. I think he likes Sophia and I don't know. There's some things he seems to like more than others. I still haven't figured out the pattern yet. With my other dog, he liked with Melcy, which is a dog that my family had before I had Duende, he liked The Walking Dead.
What does that mean?
I don't know. He seemed to like The Walking Dead, and he liked to watch the show with like a dog in it too. He would watch that, like whenever we watched it, he would sit down and watch it. But other shows seemed to bore him really quickly. So yeah, I think if I could teach him to be self-sufficient, that's kind of what I would do.
Yeah.
Oh, Jack, how about for your dog? Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, yeah. My dog, I was going to say the same thing that you said. I was going to say, like, I wanted to teach my dog to speak, but actually I don't want my dog to talk because, she might never stop talking, you know? It's like, it could be like a blessing and then it turns into a curse, you know? Like, you be careful what you wish for. I would love her to be able to use a toilet.
I knew you were going to say that. I was like, I knew you were going to say that because she has that issue where she kind of poops and pees all over the house, right?
I would just love for her to just like go in the bathroom and jump up on the toilet, use the bathroom, flush, and that would be amazing. That would be amazing. So a huge convenience for us.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, Duende kind of already does that since he like just goes in the bathroom if he can't get outside, which just makes it really easy to pick up, so I don't really have to worry about him. Yeah.
Let's do it. I've got another one here. This one is kind of interesting. Like, what's your silliest selfie face? Or do you have a selfie face?
I don't know if I have a selfie face. I think one time when I was like 14, like or something, the what's that called? The duck lips trend was trending, and my sister and her friend, who were like 2 to 3 years older than me, they're like 16 or 17, wanted to take a picture with me, and we all did like the duck lips trend. And if people don't know, you like kind of purse your lips and make this like duck face kind of.
They think it's the idea is that it makes your lips look bigger, right?
Yeah, like it's like a pouty face. It was supposed to be cute, I guess, way back in the day. I think we were making fun of the trend when we did it, so we already knew it was silly, but some people did it unironically. Like some people really thought it made them look cuter. So I don't know. But yeah, that probably is number one for me. How about you, Jack?
This is really embarrassing. I'm disclosing too much information here, but I had a period of time where I used to make a mirror face. I had a mirror face, where I did something weird with my mouth every time I looked in the mirror, and I didn't know that I had this habit, and I don't know what I can't explain it, but someone called me out on it at one point. It was really embarrassing for me, and I realized all the time that I was doing this. Like I don't know, I'd push like my bottom lip out with my tongue a little bit to maybe make my face like a little bit more. What I thought was more attractive, more handsome, or something—I don't know. Like it was a very strange habit, and
Jack, I would do that too, actually, with the tongue on the bottom lip, and then I would also raise. I didn't notice I was doing it either. I would raise my eyebrows up.
oh, okay. So there's different variations of this. And my friend, the friend that called me out on it, she's like, she caught me do I remember walking into an office. I remember this vividly because it was so humiliating. And she was on the inside of the office and I was on the outside, but the glass was reflective from my perspective, my point of view. And so when I caught a glimpse of my face in the window, I did the mirror face just reflexively. And she's like, "Oh, you have a mirror face, or something like that, or whatever." And I'm like, "What? What are you talking about? I didn't do anything. I just denied it, And then she's like, "I do this totally weird face when I look in the mirror." She told me she does the same thing, but at least she does it in the privacy of her own home. I was doing it in public, and I really had to, like, tamp it down, like. Make a conscious effort to stop doing that. And what I realized is that to look good in pictures is all about your eyes. You smile with your eyes. We don't smile with our mouth. I mean, obviously our mouth does turn upward, but it's actually the eyes is what makes a good smile. And so when I learned that, I make a real point to like really really smile with my eyes when I take a photo, and it seems to help. Like the photos are better when I smile with my eye. It looks more natural, you know, as opposed to this like weird. Basically, it's just basically, I was doing the duck lips thing, you know, a different version of it. And yeah, it was really embarrassing.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah. Let's see here. What's another one we got? Let's do one more. Yeah, what's the well, let's see here. Let me find a better one. What's the weirdest thing you've ever eaten? I shouldn't ask you this right now because you have food poisoning, as you mentioned earlier today.
Right, yeah. Weirdest thing I've ever eaten, though. That's a really hard one. I'm an adventurous eater, and anytime I travel to a country, I'll eat anything. So I remember when I went to China, it was a group of students because we were going through the Confucius Institute, and whatever they would serve us, me and this other kid, Adam, I think his name was, would be the first to try anything. And the other students, you know, they were kind of more picky, which annoyed me. I get kind of irritated by picky eaters. I'm like,
That's a
look, you're in
pet peeve of
another
mine as well. Like, I really hate that. It's like some people eat like children, you know? It's like
Yes.
you're gonna eat
Or
mac
they'll
and cheese every day for the rest of your life. I mean, come on.
Yeah, or they'll be like really rude about other cultures' food, which I don't get either. So,
Yeah.
I don't so I remember this one that I tried.
Back to school savings are officially in session at Tanger Outlets. Shop tax-free July 30th through August 8th and save up to 70% off the latest school styles. The best of apparel, footwear, accessories, and more. Save at Nike Factory Store, American Eagle, Gap Outlet, Crocs, Under Armour, Banana Republic Factory, and hundreds more. There's always something happening. Discover the latest fun and events all season long. Tanger Outlets, your savings destination.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Was like, it was lotus root, but it was in some kind of presentation where it was cold. And it tasted like cold chapstick. I don't know if it was just I think it was just the dish that I had and the way it was prepared. I'm sure
Yeah.
lotus root is delicious, but it was just really weird to me because it tasted it. Really, the way that it was prepared in that specific place tasted like cold chapstick. It was very weird.
On
And
the
that was probably.
positive side, your lips were super moist after
Yeah,
that meal.
moisturized for sure. Right. So I think that was probably kind of up there. And then I guess number two would probably be in Mexico, we eat insects, you know, some insects. So I've had things that I guess Americans would consider weird. Like we use the worm on the maguey, which is a type of cactus used to produce alcohol. We use it to make salt, like worm salt. And we eat that on orange wedges. We eat that on orange wedges, like kind of as a snack, I guess. Or people do it when they drink, like after they drink. They eat one of those, but when I was a kid, my parents would order a drink and then I would just eat the orange wedges with the worm salt. Yeah. And so that was really tasty. I had no idea that it was made with the worms at all. It has a pretty red color, which comes from the worms. And then crickets, which we also eat here in Mexico. I'm not a fan of crickets. They have like a very herby flavor, which makes me not really like them, but I have eaten them multiple times because they're pretty popular to include in many dishes in Oaxaca. And I guess the last one, I know we were just going to do one, but here I go spouting off, is the Chicatana mole. Mole is basically just a sauce, and the base of this sauce, and you can also use them in salsas or just fried up, is these flying ants. They only come out during a certain season after like the first rains. And they kind of fall out, and I guess they're supposed to like hatch their eggs in the dirt or something, but some of them get lost, and people harvest them up. And you kind of toast them up and use them in salsas or moles, and you can also just eat them with lime and salt. And I've had them in mole before. Again, it's kind of a, it's an interesting flavor. It's very hard to explain. It's like a little earthy and a little floral and a little bit herbaceous.
That's interesting because like fried crickets, when I lived in Thailand, that was very common. Like they eat insects there in the country. The Isan province area. But they fry them in oil and then salt them. Is that how it's prepared in?
Yeah, so that's exactly how they're prepared here. They're like, they look like bacon bits. They're really crisped up.
Yeah, there's a great source of protein.
Yeah, they're supposed to be really healthy. It's like the meat of the future or something, but I'm not a huge fan of them. They're a little bit herby because they only eat like herbs, you know, so they taste very herby. They only eat like grass and herbs, so they have that flavor,
Their
strong.
cricket flour is a thing now. You can buy that. It's like a healthier protein flour.
Yeah, and you can use it to like make pancakes and stuff. I have seen that. And worm flour or something too, you can use to like make worm cake and worm pancakes and stuff, which I haven't tried.
Silkworm is popular in Korea. It's called bundaegi.
Oh
And
yes.
the smell, I've never eaten it because it's just it's not my thing. It's not my jam.
Does your
But
wife eat them?
yeah, she loves bundaegi. Loves it. Yeah. But she doesn't eat it often. But if it comes up, it's like, oh, what a surprise. If you're in a bar or something and there's a side dish and it might be bundaegi. And so you can get that.
Does
It's
your daughter eat it?
My daughter would is has such a phobia of insects that I think the idea of bundaegi might just she would almost faint if I even brought up the idea of it to her.
Damn, that's sting. That's so crazy. I think it's kind of easy to have a phobia of insects in Korea because when I was there, I never once saw an insect in my apartment. Like on the 17th floor, so I guess that's probably why. But I like never once saw an insect, and I saw a roach like one time, and then there were spiders. There were these like big black spiders that were kind of scary. You know what I'm talking about,
I
obviously.
think I don't know if it's like a brown recluse or they also have garden spiders that look absolutely terrifying, but they're quite innocent. They're not
Yeah, they're these
dangerous.
big black spiders, and they only come out during a certain season, and they all like flock to like the rooftop of different places. Like they were all over the 7-Eleven that was outside of my apartment building.
A funny quick aside here or a story. Many times this has happened, but I'll be in my office and then I hear a blood curdling scream come from the other room, and I thought, intruder, someone's broken into our house, is attacking my family. I run over, it's my daughter is like, there's a bug, like just a tiny little bug. And I have to kill it, because
Oh, so
I'm
you kill
bad.
it for her.
I kill it for her.
That's nice. My dad was always very mean. He'd be like, ah, toughen up. You know, do yourself.
Do it yourself.
No spoil. I wasn't spoiled at all. So I'm still scared of bugs, but you know, I kind of have to toughen up because my
Maybe your
dad, you
dad
know.
was right, actually. He might have, for me, I'm what's going to happen when my daughter has to kill her own bugs? That's going to be tough,
She'll get to it eventually. I think when I moved out, because my mom would still kill some bugs for me, so like I'd see what I could get away with when my dad wasn't around to make my mom kill bugs. But you know, when I moved away and when I moved to Mexico especially, and there were like centipedes and all these other like tons of insects because the weather's like more tropical. And I eventually just learned to, you know, toughen up and kill them all. The one I have a really hard time with still are roaches. I have like a phobia of roaches, but Duende kills them.
Oh,
So
really?
Yeah, he likes to flip them over on their back and then let them die that way.
Oh, nice. Okay,
And then
yeah.
once they're
Roaches are
dried
the
up,
worst. I hate
yeah.
roaches. I hate them. Yeah.
They're so creepy.
Oh, they're awful. They're awful. With those big long antennas. Ugh.
Oh, yeah. And they're like
Disgusting.
big. Oh, and some of them fly in Mexico. It's like the
Yeah.
worst.
Ugh.
What is the weird thing you've ever eaten though? Now we're just talking about bugs.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think the weirdest thing I've ever eaten is probably frog legs, you know. I have eaten alligator before too, but it was like
Me
deep
too.
fried alligator, which I think is cheating. I mean, you could deep fry anything and it would taste good, you know.
Yeah, that's true. I've deep fried alligator too, and I really liked it. I didn't even think of it because it was so tasty. I made it
Yeah.
myself, and it just kind of tastes like a mix between chicken and white fish.
Yeah, exactly. That oh nice. I've always said chicken, but it's not exactly like chicken. It's like
It
yeah,
flakes the way
chicken
that
with
white fish does,
yes,
like
exactly.
cod or something. It's like a mix between chicken and cod.
Yeah, the way it kind of stacks on itself, like it's there's like slices or something. It's hard for me to
Yeah,
describe.
it flakes. It's like flaking like fish. That's
Flaky, right.
yeah. It
Yeah.
flakes like, but it has a meatier bite like chicken.
Yeah, I mean frog legs are just like little tiny wings, you know? I mean that's all it is really, 'cause those
Like
are
chicken wings?
like chicken wings, like little tiny chicken wings, you know? There's not a lot of meat on it, but I mean there it's you get a nice little, you know, the thigh is pretty nice. It's like a tasty little snack. It's not something I would seek out again, but at the time, you know, when in Rome, do as the Romans do, so I ate it and I enjoyed it. It was fine. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. I've never tasted frog legs. I have had snail, which I wasn't a huge fan of. It was just kind of chewy and bland.
Yeah. I mean, that's why in France they just, you know, drench it in butter and garlic sauce, you know. It's like it's not something you might eat you know, just by itself. But if you put it in garlic butter, you know, then escargot is pretty good. It's not terrible. It's a little bit rich for me. It's just too much.
Yeah, it's definitely, it can be overwhelming. Yeah. All right, students. Well, if you would like to answer any of the questions that we answer today, don't be shy. Leave us an email at, or sorry, leave us a comment at AtoZEnglishPodcast.com. Shoot us an email at AtoZEnglishPodcast@gmail.com and make sure to join the WeChat and WhatsApp groups to join the conversation. And make sure that you check out our English Corner. Jack and I talk about questions just like these every single day. It's great practice for IELTS, and it's great practice to talk to your peers and to improve your English. It's only $10 a month, so that gives you 20 classes Monday through Friday for 1 hour. And it's a really great positive community. So yeah, hope to see you guys there. If you have any questions or you're interested, make sure to shoot Jack a message on WeChat or WhatsApp. And we'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.